All right, we're about to get started. Just a second. Okay, go ahead and start up. Let's get it up here. Hey, guys. Looks like we're live. We're ready to go. It is another Thursday night. Man, I'm excited. We got some great information. I've really been looking forward to this call. So there's a lot of good stuff I'm going to go over tonight, trying to get all of our systems set up so we can record. The same time as we're doing this, we also do a recording on phones. We have a lot of people that call in, still like to do that, so we're recording it on the phone for those people as well. And I see people logging in here. Mallory, welcome to our webinar tonight, or our broadcast tonight. I appreciate you joining us here. Got a lot of Shelby Salim, one of my favorite people, another Snowflake girl. Barry, welcome to the call. Getting a lot of people logging in. Now, I know we've got someone coming on here that actually I ran into at the gym today. Man, my day was crazy. Many of you know Alan Peters, welcome to the call. Peggy, man, welcome. Appreciate you guys being here. Many of you guys know that I spent the last 2 days in the hospital with my wife. She had a full hysterectomy, lots of pain, and so I've been in there with her and trying to run back and forth. Jim Gilliland, welcome to the call, man. I appreciate it. You guys got a true leader right there on the call with us tonight, Jack Stagman, Peggy. But anyway, the last few days has just been crazy. I mean, running on fumes, going from here to there, trying to get everything done, trying to answer all my emails and posts and all of that. So appreciate everyone being patient with me. But anyway, today I'm in my seat heading down to the gym. And, you know, if you don't know me very well, you understand I'm a Jeep guy. I love Jeeps. In fact, I've got four of them right now. I've got a 72 Willie, I've got an 83 and two 86s. We restore them. Just have a lot of fun with them. But anyway, nice weather, driving down to the gym and got out and headed in the gym. And no sooner did I get in, I had a guy come up to me. And he says, you know, you've been coming into the gym. I see your logo on your shirt. I see you carrying your Condon water bottle in the gym every day, you know. So I went online, and this guy said that if he went online, and I know he's going to be on with us tonight. Maybe you already are. But he said, you know, I went online, started looking at your stuff. And you guys are different. You really teach a different philosophy than anything I've ever heard. And this guy's built. So, and I mean that in the most manly way possible, Jim, if you're on the call yet tonight. But one of the things he said is he said, I came on one of your last broadcasts, and you were talking about not being able to burn calories. He said, I didn't catch the whole thing, but that just doesn't make sense to me. Can you explain it as to why you said you cannot burn calories? Because that's always been taught. He said, I've been taught since I was a young kid that you want to burn more calories to lose weight or to keep that metabolism up. The higher your metabolism, the more calories you burn. And I laughed and I said, you know, we've gotten that response from a lot of people, but that's what we need, guys. We need more responses from people like you saying, well, the status quo isn't working. So what do you mean when you say you can't burn calories? Now, when I say you can't burn calories, guys, it's real. That's reality. Calories are a unit of measure. That's all it is. Now, if you said you've got to burn more protein calories, or you've got to burn more carbohydrate calories, or you've got to burn more fat calories, now you've got something. But you cannot just say, oh, if you want to lose weight, just burn more calories. That would be, again, like saying, how many calories or how many miles does it take you to run? Okay, or if you go to build a campfire, how many Fahrenheit are you going to burn? It doesn't make sense we've become accustomed to referencing burning calories. And in simplistic form, people say, oh, you just got to burn more calories. Roger, I'll give you, man, welcome to the broadcast tonight, man. I appreciate you being on. You're the true champion out there, Roger. Out there working and sharing pond and water and teaching true health. Stephen O'Malley, John Stevens, man, we're getting a good group of you. But anyway, so Jim talked to me at the gym today. That was one of the things that he asked me to explain to him. What do you mean you can't burn calories? Once I explained it to him, he said, that makes all the sense in the world. Because look at it this way. Let's say that you want to lose weight. Okay, you want to lose weight. So someone says, you got to reduce your calories. Well, what if you were eating, just as an example, let's say you're eating 3,000 calories a day, and it's not horrible food, it's not very good. Okay, 3,000 calories of okay diet, okay meals. And you say, well, I've got to reduce my calories. So what if you reduce your calories from 3,000 to 2,500, but what if all of those 2,500 calories were now coming from simple carbohydrates and fatty foods? Well, you reduce your calories, so are you going to lose weight? Simplistically, that's the answer, right? Reduce your calories and you lose weight. See, I hope that makes sense. We can't do that. Now, when someone says to you, you need to reduce your fat calories, that makes sense. We can do that. When I taught you last week, remember how many calories there are in carbohydrates and proteins and fats? Okay, that's your homework. I taught you guys last week. If you forgot, I want you to look it up. Okay, I'll give you one example. Carbohydrates have 4 calories per gram of carbohydrates. You look up fat and protein. Now, for tonight, I wanted to review that just a little bit because it plays into what we're going to talk about tonight. And that is, are you skinny or are you fat? Or are you both? Well, what do you mean both? How can you be both skinny and fat? That's like saying you're both fast and slow at the same time. No sense, no such thing as skinny and fat, right? Wrong. There are just large amounts of people across the United States, around the world, that are what we refer to as skinny fat. See, skinny just refers to a size. Okay? If you're talking about, say, a skinny building, well, that's still pretty tall and big, as opposed to a skinny stick. Same thing with us as people. We can have someone that is skinny, but if most of their weight is coming from fat, they are skinny fat. Now, many of you know exactly what I'm talking about. In fact, I had an old friend of mine that emailed me, and he said, Ken, I just found out what your broadcast is going to be on this week. I am the perfect example. If you remember me in high school, I was the skinny fat kid. Okay? Perfectly skinny, looked perfectly healthy. I mean, she was beautiful. Not that she's not now. Okay, Brenda, if you're on the line, you know you're still beautiful. Okay? But in high school, she was that girl that could eat anything. She was that girl that everyone thought, man, if I looked like her, I'd be happy. But the reality was, she never exercised. She ate like crap, to be honest with you. She'd tell you the same thing. Okay? Ate like crap. She didn't exercise. She didn't take care of herself. She didn't follow proper health principles. And so she was soft. Very, very soft. And as she got older, all kinds of health conditions started to manifest themselves. So I want to take a quick second to say hello and welcome to Jonathan Blue. Jonathan, I have to say it. I saw you come right on. The reason I'm taking a break is because you have made a huge impact in my son's life. You've sent him a couple of texts, and guys, this is a boxer, someone that's ranked very high. True, unbelievable person. Met my son and is texting some great motivational quotes and supported him. So, Jonathan, man, welcome. I love you and I appreciate you very much. Ronald Spears, welcome as well. Karen, Larry Snyder, all of you all. So, when we're talking, guys, about skinny fat, there are a lot of people like that. Your size doesn't matter. Your health does. Now, many of you have heard me speak all across the country or around the world. I've had the great fortune of speaking in many, many different countries, and I'm so fortunate. A lot of professional athletes and organizations have me come in and teach and speak on nutrition and health and weight loss and weight gain and all of those kinds of things. One of the things that I often say, okay, many of you have heard me say it, we are a country that is overfed and undernourished. We're a country that is overfed and undernourished. We certainly don't have a lack of consumption, but we have a dramatic lack of absorption or utilization, which in turn creates inflammation. Now, remember last month, our focus was on inflammation. We did this systematically because people don't realize that inflammation often feeds into obesity, and obesity often feeds into inflammation. And if you remember us talking about, inflammation causes a production of, hopefully you remember, cytokines. Inflammation creates a production of cytokines. Now, interestingly, obesity, or what is called brown fat, and we're going to talk about that, white fat, and we're going to talk about a little bit more about that in a minute, it creates or secretes what is called adipokines. Cytokines are produced by inflammation. Adipokines are produced by bad fat. Here's the interesting part. Both of them reduce the production of those brain chemicals. Remember the norepinephrine and all those things that we talked about? I don't have them right here with me. I've got so many notes around here and studies, guys. The dopamine. So the cytokines and the adipokines, they both reduce norepinephrine and dopamine and all of those kinds of brain chemicals. Well, we're now finding that they also create or stimulate the storage of fat because it reduces the production or efficacy of an enzyme called lipase. Now, that's important for you to remember, because lipase is the enzyme that digests fat. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Lipase digests fat, and without lipase, fat cannot be digested, and undigested fat cannot be burned or utilized. So what happens to it? It ends up being stored. You can't be fully excreted. It's an undigested form of fuel that can't be burned. Like that example I used of dropping crude oil, for instance, into our gas tank. Okay, it's a great form of fuel once it's broken down, but in that form, it cannot be burned. Until that crude oil is broken down and digested into or processed into gasoline, it can't be burned. Same thing with our bodies. When we consume fat that doesn't have the fat-digesting enzyme lipase and other fat-digesting enzymes, but primarily lipase, that fat cannot be digested, broken down, and utilized. Now, here's an interesting fact, and I just learned this, and I had to confirm it, because we talked for years and years and years that all enzymes die at 115 degrees. 115 protein digesting enzymes, carbohydrate digesting enzymes, and fat enzymes die. Therefore, whenever you filter process your food, you kill those enzymes, and they cannot digest, break down that food. I just learned. Most of the lipase family of enzymes, they are killed at 104. So they're more sensitive to heat. They die sooner than the rest of them. They're a harder molecule to break down. And those enzymes die at a not as hot, 104 instead of 115. So So when you think about it, guys, how often do you eat raw fat? Hardly ever. Now, when we're talking about you've got to burn more fat calories, the only way that's going to happen is if you increase the digestion of those fat calories, fat molecules, fat or fatty, and broken into fatty acids. That's the important part. So without the enzyme lipase, you can't digest that fat. Now, some of you, okay, are going to be saying, and I'm sure we're going to get the emails, except I'm going to clear it up right here, you're going to say, oh, wait a minute, the pancreas, it produces lipase. And the pancreas produces several enzymes, so why would I need to take extra? And the bile is rich in lipase enzymes. So, you know, why would we need to take it? Well, going back to the studies that I referenced, our pancreas reduces production about 10% every 10 years past the age of 30, and bile reduces secretion over a period of years. Now, I don't have the statistic on that, but those are reduced. In addition, that bile is able to digest primarily the kind of fat that is what is called a phospholipid form. That is what bile does best, because the phospholipid form, some of you may remember that reference, that and those are the fats that feed our brain. Our brain is made up almost exclusively, about 80% fat. It's the fattest organ in the entire body, our brain is. That's crazy to me. But it can only be fed fatty acids in a phospholipid form. It's very hard to get from our foods, so we need to take it in a supplemental form, or a lot of our fish, our raw fish, krill, those types of things, salmon, tuna, the fatty fish, they have a good omega-3 amount in them, but their absorption is limited. So when we talk about someone that is saying, well, I want to lose weight, and I'm going to cut my calories, guys, I'm going to ask you to change that. When you hear a friend of yours say, you know, I need to reduce my calorie intake, no. You've got to, just like setting goals, you've got to define those goals. You've got to define exactly what it is you want to succeed in life. You've got to define every step of the way to be able to achieve whatever goal it is, same way with weight loss. You cannot just say, I'm going to burn more calories. So when your friend, your family member, your client, your customer, your colleague comes and says, going on a weight loss program, I'm going to reduce my calories. Nope. Make them define it. You're going to reduce your fat calories. You're going to reduce your carbohydrate calories. You're going to reduce your protein calories. Or is it going to be all three? Most importantly, we've got to reduce those fat calories. Or, because I have a different philosophy. I don't necessarily believe in many cases, especially with those of you that have realized, based on what we're talking about, I'm the skinny fat person, okay? I'm slender, but I'm soft, and I've got a lot of fat in areas that I don't want it. Increase, rather than decrease our fat calories, but increase our fat digestion. That is the key. That is the factor. I just pulled some studies. Okay, again, I've got them all over here. I spend most of my time pulling these studies and stats and statistics and looking on PubMed and looking at all the peer-reviewed research and all of that. Here's an interesting thing. 100% of all of the people that have been diagnosed as clinically obese, 100% of them, and if I'm not mistaken, I think that's a third of America, are deficient in lipase enzymes, deficient in the production of that enzyme to digest fat. So even if we reduce our fat intake, if we haven't increased our fat digestion, we are still going to face many of the same problems. And that's why we get so many people, maybe like you, that say, I am so frustrated. I've tried this, and I've tried that, and I've tried more exercise, and I've tried more of this, and I've done this, and I've reduced my calories, and I've eaten more of this and that, and you know what? I'm not seeing the results. Or it works, and then it comes right back. I bet you, if you're honest with yourself, I'll bet you you have not tried the lipase diet. Now, I just make that up, okay, because there's no such thing. We don't have a lipase diet. But if you look at it, we can make it up right now. A lipase diet is eating any and all foods that would have high lipase in it. So what would those be? Think about it. I'll let you think there for just a minute. What types of foods would have high fat-digesting enzymes? So if you're thinking about it a minute, I'm going to say hi to Paul Nelson. Welcome, man. Meg Deffelman, I appreciate you being here. Matt Baldwin. Man, Matt, we spent a lot of weekends together playing ball, haven't we? Welcome to the call. One of the greatest athletes out of Arizona right here, Matt Baldwin is. Vanessa, glad you're joining us tonight. Love having you guys here. Rena Leland, gosh, some great, great names. And I appreciate you guys supporting and following. And I hope that we're making a difference in people's lives. So, I asked a question a minute ago. What foods would be high in lipase enzymes? Here's the answer. It's simple. All raw fat. Coconut oil. Any type of raw nuts. Any type of, looks like we got disconnected. Did you disconnect over there? Okay. Maybe we did disconnect. It looks like it said we did. But, so any raw fat. Raw fish. Sushi. Guys, today I had a great sushi lunch at the hospital of all places. But I had a big old bunch of raw fish. Great source of ingestion of raw fat. Any fat you consume that's raw has lipase in it. So quite honestly, as we sit here, we just made up a lipase diet. The lipase diet is anything that has fat in it that's raw. Avocados. Another great source. Raw. Now, some of you, I know I'm going to get some emails. I know I'm going to get some people and say, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you just said that. You messed it all up. Raw dairy. I'm going to tell you. I grew up on a ranch in northern Arizona. And we grew up drinking raw goat's milk, drinking raw milk, drinking having raw butter, things like this. Remember what I told you? Protein's not bad. Undigested protein can kill you. Fats aren't bad. Undigested fat will make you fat. It's that simple. So at least open your mind to the possibility that, well, rather than try all these other things that is always cut out, it's always about cutting out. Okay, now it's the big, oh, cut gluten out of your diet. That'll make you skinny. Or cut lactose out of your diet. Cut dairy. Cut all these things out of your diet. That'll make you skinny. I'm telling you, we just made our own diet. Lipase diet. Five of those foods every day. Start right now. When this broadcast is over, go find something that is a raw fat. You should have coconut oil. That's always available for you. Looks like we just got one of my heroes, one of my true heroes. Most importantly, he's a good friend, Billy Weeks, just got joining us. Billy, I know you can't hear us, so I just want you to know, and I want to say publicly, that you have been one of the biggest influences in my life. You've taught me so much, and we're talking about increasing our fat digestion. And who taught me a lot of that? Billy Weeks. Guys, he teaches a class weekly that talks about increasing that fat. And he's done the studies. Guys, I called him the other day and I said, Billy, this is going to be a weird question, but what do you think about the yolk of an egg? Do you think that's bad or good? And he's the first to say, man, yeah, that's good stuff. As long as it's digested. I'm going to say it again. Fat is not bad. Undigested fat will make us fat. Undigested fat increases inflammation. Undigested fat causes inflammation. Now, let's go through this cycle. Because last month was inflammation. Undigested, which so we can store fat that is cooked to our process above 104. Remember, fat enzyme diet 104, not 115. So anything that is fatty above 104, we consume it. Chew it up and swallow it. Comes down into the body. The body looks at it and says, "Huh, there are no enzymes in that food that you just gave me. So I'm going to do what I can. Not sure I can produce enough of them because, you know, I don't produce like I used to. The bile isn't producing like it used to. I'm not able to produce the way I did, so can't break it completely down. So what does it do? It creates a break or an opening in our gut wall. Undigested food, undigested protein, undigested carbohydrates, undigested fat create this opening in the gut wall. That gut now is a little bit more permeable, which means undigested fats make it through. Undigested proteins make it through. Undigested carbohydrates make it through. And instantly, as soon as those undigested particles make it through that gut wall, the body has this auto response. And guess what? It's called an autoimmune response. Okay, so let's go back to the cycle. In comes undigested food. In this case, we're talking about fat. Not digested. Sheets through a little bit. The body says, wait a minute. I don't recognize this stuff. Can't use this stuff. Inflammation creates the production of cytokines, an autoimmune response. Now the body is saying, okay, man, something's wrong here. I'm going to really just start tearing up everything. And that's the beginning stages of these autoimmune diseases that we see all over, running rampant. Diabetes, MS, rheumatoid arthritis, that list goes on and on and on. There's even argument that obesity is an autoimmune response. Those are the types of things. So, given that cycle, undigested foods come through, cytokines are produced. What was the other one? Adipokines are produced. Inflammation is created. Inflammatory response reduces the production of dopamine, norepinephrine. We start having the chemical imbalances. And the body starts saying, boy, things just aren't right here. We're not digesting our fat. Now, much of the carbohydrates, when they're not digested, they are converted into fat. So, guys, there's so many problems with the lack of fat digestion. It's not, I'm going to say it again, I've said it all night, but we still have people joining us. Brenda Garvin, man, I even used you as an example a little earlier, Brenda. Thanks for joining us. Chuck Young, man, arm wrestling champion of the world in my mind. So, it's fat digestion, guys. I can't reiterate it enough. Let's get our minds away from saying reduce calories. Now, if we're saying reduce fat calories, I get it. But in many instances, people start cutting all the fat out of their diet, and the body needs fat, and that even puts the body in a dramatic response. So you have to be responsible in making sure that you have an adequate amount of good fat. Understand there are fat-soluble vitamins, vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E. Those vitamins require fatty acids, not fat, fatty acids to be absorbed. How do you think you're going to feel without vitamin A, without vitamin D, without vitamin E? Not going to feel very good. You're going to have some major problems. They can only be absorbed or utilized with fatty acids. Those are the types of things that we need to consume. So rather than me saying, oh, you've got to buy my supplements, you've got to buy fat digesting enzymes, as you know, we have the heart health. Okay, the heart health is a massive dosage of fat digesting, lipase-based enzymes. But guys, this is here as a support. Don't think that you can just take this and don't worry about the rest. I'm saying, and try and get increase. Let's get back on that lipase diet. Let's get on the raw fats, the avocado, the raw nuts. Let's get on the coconut oils. Another one that Billy speaks a lot about. Coconut oil is a great form of fat. All of these kinds of things are very important to increasing that digestion and then metabolizing of those fats. You want to lose weight, guys, you have to increase the digestion of fat. There's no other way around it. There just isn't. In most cases, people that lose weight because they said, well, I'm not going to change much over here, but I'm going to start exercising, most of that weight loss is water loss, but more importantly, muscle loss. Because most people, when they say exercise, it is cardio exercise. See, I spoke with a cardio expert, and one of the things that he taught me is he said, Chad, all of your viewers or listeners, all of your runners, they'll get when you say your second wind. See, what happens is you start exercising, man, you're tired, and all of a sudden you have what as many athletes call my second wind. Oh, there we go, it kicked in. What that means is you blew right through your glucose, and you kick into that next burning phase, which in almost every case is the burning of muscle rather than fat. Because fat requires it to be digested first. There's no option, guys. I can't stress it enough. Fat digestion does so many things for the brain. Keep in mind, the brain is made of fat. The lips, if you have dry lips, you get dry lips a lot, very first indication you're not getting enough digestible raw fat. Dry skin, brittle hair, dry scalp, psoriasis, autoimmune disease, okay, dandruff. These are all symptoms. Athlete's foot is a fungus, but there's also dryness there. All of these types of things are fatty acid deficiencies. So we can't just say, cut the fats out. We have to increase the digestion of those fats. First and foremost, eat more raw fat. Ingest raw fat. Okay? And I'm going to make you do a little homework. I'm not going to give you a list of all good raw fats. Do some homework. Go online, look at it, find it. Then if you want to email me, I'd be happy to look at it and say, this is great. This is great. Good job. Congratulations. Dusty Herbert, welcome. Appreciate you being on. Another great example right there. Okay? But guys, we're here to help. Our info at corehealthproducts.com. We will answer every question you have. If you want to send us your opinion of raw fats, we'll tell you this is good, this is good, this is bad, cut it out. Okay? We'll help you with all of that. We're here to support and help. So first, increase that ingestion of your good raw fats. Coconut oil is a must. Raw avocados, raw nuts, sushi, raw fish, those types of things have to be consumed. In my opinion, raw dairy, whatever. If you're going to consume dairy, now if you don't, that's great. But if you're going to consume dairy, raw milk. Most people can't get it. Most states it's outlawed. But when you live on kind of country like I do, you have access to that stuff. Okay? So those are the things. I saw Brenda Garvin come back on saying she misses the goat's milk or raw cow's milk. That's what we grew up on. Okay? So that's number one. Number two, digestive enzymes specifically for the fat. Heart Health is our product. We have a program called the Fat Lacquer Bundle, where it's a massive dosage of, with the protocol, all the fat-digesting enzymes to be consumed. Great question. Karen, you just asked, are plant enzymes good? Guys, I will tell you, plant enzymes are the only way to go. Billy will be the first to tell you, and many others, but I've studied enzymes for years and years and years. Karen, plant enzymes are all you should be consuming. All animal-based enzymes, such as pancreatin, those types of animal enzymes, come from pigs and cows' pancreas. Pancreatin is literally the pancreas of those animals, and it has proven to reduce the body's natural production of enzymes. So it fights against the natural processes of the body. Now, plant-based enzymes are just the opposite. Our fat-digesting enzymes and our protein and carbohydrate-digesting enzymes, those have shown to support production from the pancreas. It increases production of your lipases, your proteases, your amylases, your all of the different kinds of enzymes. So yes, plant-based are the only way to go. Hopefully you still choose mine, but if not, wherever you choose it from, make sure that they are plant-based. So as we wrap up, guys, I've gone 5 minutes over already. I want to wrap this up. I want to strongly suggest start shifting more towards that lipase diet. Start shifting more towards getting those good, healthy, raw fats. Do your homework. Go look at all the different stuff that's out there. Send us an email, info@corehealthproducts.com, and we will absolutely respond back with yes, no, good, bad. All of that we're happy to do. Okay? So that is your homework. Make sure you start ingesting those types of foods. Then incorporate fat-digesting enzymes. Heart Health is our product that has all the lipases, but it also supports the heart with the CoQ10 and other fat-digesting enzymes and the delivery system that is trademarked and protected for us. That's only us. It's ours, exclusive to us. So those are things that give it a little bit of a unique twist. Now, lastly, I'm going to ask, suggest, beg, plead, whatever you want to call it, get some exercise. That doesn't mean run out and get a gym membership. If you can, great. But that doesn't mean that. It means that at least 30 minutes, 3 times a week, go on a walk. At each time, increase the pace a little bit. And then increase the distance a little bit. Okay? Go on a walk. Do things like when you go shopping, women or guys, if you go shopping, don't look for the parking spot closest to the door. Park at the furthest from the door and walk in. It's not going to hurt you. Okay? Look for opportunities to get a little more exercise. And then, as you can, increase some weight-bearing exercises. Okay? That might be in a gym, but you can also do some push-ups. You can do it from your knees. You can do some squats. You can hold on to a chair and bend down and bend up. Anything like that, guys, will give you increased ability to burn those fat calories, but it's only after they're digested. So, guys, I hope this has been good. Next week, we're going to go a little bit more into specific protocols on how to reduce body fat, and we're going to go a little more internally with cholesterol, triglycerides, how we reduce those, how we reduce plaque. All of those are tied with fat and lipase enzymes and fatty acids. Okay, the core GFAs, another perfect addition to what we're talking about, good raw sources of fat. But that's what we're going to do next week. So I hope that you join us. Please invite friends and family, anybody you want. We love doing these. Our views afterwards are what really skyrocket. So please share it with anybody and everybody that would benefit from this. Because bottom line, we are in a bad spot in America, guys. We are seeing autoimmune diseases, obesity. We're seeing all of these challenges get worse and worse and worse. And if we keep doing the same thing today, we get there, we're going to have the worst war problems tomorrow than we had today. And I will tell you that our kids are going to pay for it. Our kids are going to pay for it, so let's fix it. Let's make some changes. Let's make some commitments. Join with us at Core Health Products as we venture down this road of helping people learn how to improve their quality of life by living it healthfully, getting some exercise, ingesting fat-digesting enzymes, protein and carbohydrate-digesting enzymes, getting some good relaxation, having some spirituality in your life, if that's what it takes. But all those things are things that we love here at Core Health Products. Guys, we hope that you continue to follow us. We appreciate your support. I'm going to ask you again, please share these videos with anybody and everybody in your organization. so that we can spread this word if you believe what we're talking about. So, thank you all again, Linda Ann. Appreciate you being on. Ronald Spear, Karen, Chuck Young, man, you're a stud. Love you guys. Can't wait till next week. It's going to be another great call. Have a great night. We'll talk to you all later. We're out.